And welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for May 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Well, we've got some good news for those of you that have been long awaiting the Superloop antenna, both the Superloop MWL-900P, the professional unit, and the Superloop MWL-900N, which is the novice unit. Units are currently in production, and I had hoped to have a report on the Superloop antenna on this edition of the DX Audio Service, but we sent one up to Connecticut with John Bowker to be tested in an area where there is no electronic interference whatsoever, no power lines, TVs, or anything to contaminate the information. Now, we do have a written report of the Superloop, which we can send to you. And if you're interested in obtaining a copy of this, just send me your name and your address to me here at the DX Audio Service, and I'll send you out a written preliminary copy of the loop information. Now, hopefully, within the next 30 days, John will be back with his report, and we will publish that then on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. If you are interested in purchasing a loop antenna, you best make your wishes known to the people who are going to be selling the loop antenna by sending them your name and address and possibly a pre-printed postcard with your name and address on it to the folks up at DAJA, D-A-J-J-A, Enterprises at N4561 Circle Drive in Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523. Now, this loop will be available in limited quantities, so if you're interested in obtaining one, you best make your wishes known to the folks up there so that you get put on the beginning part of the list. And again, we will have a report on the loop on the next edition, unless something happens to John Bowker and he doesn't make himself get himself back from Connecticut. But if you'd like to get the information in written form, we don't have it on cassette, but if someone is able to read it to you, we have a written approximately 9 to 10 pages report, and we can send that to you. And all you have to do is just send me your name and address, and I'll forward that to you. Well, let's see. We missed out on Jerry Starr's AM Switch column for the month of May, so let's get right into that right now.
Thanks, Fred, and hello again. Jerry Starr back with more AM Switch. We'll wrap it up for this tape as we go down through edition number 203 of AM Switch. Call letter changes starting on 650 WGOR. Christmas, Florida becomes WORL. 810 WAWB, Hahira, Georgia changes to WXLR. 940 KADO, Texarkana, Texas changes to KTWN. On 1050 WRPT, Peterborough, New Hampshire becomes WMDK. On 1070 WSUY, Tallahassee, Florida becomes WANM. Actually, this is a non-change. WANM was to move to 1270 kilohertz and take that call letter with them. At the 1070 facility was then to become WSUY. That change never took place, so the call letter has remained. So on 1070 Tallahassee, Florida, that call still is WANM. You can cross WSUY out of your log. 1140 KPHD, Conroe, Texas becomes KSSQ. 1150 WTYC, Rock Hill, South Carolina changes to WXLF. On 1160 WBTG, Fieldale, Virginia changes to WCBX. On 1190 WHTO, Hughesville, Pennsylvania becomes WHUM, a call that lived in Reading, Pennsylvania for about 50 years. On 1200, the news station in Chicago, Illinois, which is not yet on the air, WMXA, they're changing calls to another old Chicagoland call. It used to belong to a station in Oak Park, Illinois. WOPA will be the new call on 1200. 1240, WPLZ, Petersburg, Virginia becomes WGCV. 1260, WHTZ in Erie, Pennsylvania becomes WRIE, the call that used to be on 1330. 1270 WTNT, Tallahassee, Florida becomes WYYN. Two changes on 1330 WYGO in Corbin, Kentucky becomes WKDP. And KVKM in Monahans, Texas becomes KLBO. Two changes on 1360 KFIV, Modesto, California, changes to KASH. And KZOI in Johnston, Colorado, that's a news station. We don't believe that station is on the air yet, becomes KHNC. 1380 WQMI, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, becomes WCQL. 1400 KBLX, Berkeley, California, becomes KBFN. 1440 KWEZ, Monroe, Louisiana, changes to KJLO. Couple changes on 1460, KDON, Salinas, California, becomes KZXR, and WNVI, North Vernon, Indiana, changes to WKRP. We didn't think that call would be in limbo very long. On 1490, KOAW, Ruidoso Downs, New Mexico, changes to KRUI. 1500, KHTT, San Jose, California, becomes KSJX. 1510, WSSH, Boston, Massachusetts, this station changes call again, this time to WKKU. 1520, WKNT, Kent, Ohio, becomes WJMP. On 1540, KSVZ in Fort Worth, Texas, changes to KSGB. There are three changes on 1550. WTHB, Augusta, Georgia, becomes WNTA. KKJO, St. Joseph's, Missouri, becomes KSFT. KXOJ, Sepulpa, Oklahoma, changes to KBLK. And on 1580, WCQC, Morovis, Puerto Rico, becomes WMTI. Applications for new stations, there were three in addition to 203. On 630 in Princeville, Hawaii, 10,000 day, 10,000 night, U3. On 680, Tioga, Louisiana, 800 day, 400 night, U2. And on 780 in Mulberry, Florida, 500 day, 370 night, U4. Two new stations were granted also. One's a synchronous transmitter on 970 in Hickory Hills, Maryland. No power daytime. It will be a nighttime-only operation. 60 watts at night, non-directional, and will carry the programming of WAMD in Aberdeen, Maryland, also, of course, on 970. And on 1600, new station in Dungeness, Washington has been granted 5,000 day, 5,000 night with a U3 antenna. Scanning through highlights of applications from existing stations on 740 WLVG, Cambridge, Massachusetts is added again. This time, they want to raise their power to 2,500 watts, change their city of license to Needham, Massachusetts. On 830 WGBV, Lithia Springs, Georgia, this is a new station not yet on the air. They would like to raise their power in the daytime to 50,000 watts, 500 watts at night with a U4 antenna, and they'd like to change their city of license to Smyrna, Georgia. 850 CHVO, Spaniards Bay, Newfoundland, wants to move to 560 kilohertz, where they will have 5,000 watts day and night U4. 1360 WMNE, Menominee, Wisconsin, they had a application pending to move to 870 kilohertz. Well, they've scrapped that and reapplied, this time to move to 880 kilohertz, 10,000 day, 210 night, and a U2 antenna. And finally, on 1470, CKO in Pointe Claire, Quebec, asks to move to 650 kilohertz, 10,000 day, 2,500 night, U4. Grants to existing facilities, not many. Here are the highlights. On 540 WGTO, Cypress Gardens, Florida, raises their day power to 50,000 watts, changes antenna pattern to U4, and relocates the transmitter in their new city of license, which will be Pine Hills, Florida. On 1010 KXEN, Festus, Missouri, a suburb of St. Louis, whose transmitter is over in Illinois, will go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. And on 1570 KCVR, Lodi, California, gets a full-time facility with a nighttime power of 500 watts. Daytime raised to 5,000, the antenna becomes U4. And finally, let's scan down through otherness. On 580 KJMM, Tucson, Arizona, this station went silent in May of 1988. The owner of the land where the transmitter was located refused to renew the lease and ordered them to vacate, so they had to take the towers and the transmitter and the building and everything and move. This station has been silent ever since then, but has now been sold and is expected to return to the air soon. 670 WWFE, Miami, Florida, new station has been testing on the air. Also on 680, WJYL, Newburgh, Kentucky. New station also has been noted testing on the air, but without regular programming yet. Although by the time this tape reaches you, both WWFE and WJYL should be on the air with their regular scheduled programming. On 830 WADO, Norco, Louisiana, they had a full-time grant, but this new station has been operating with their daytime facility only until now. The nighttime is now on, and the station is operating 24 hours a day. 840 WHGH, Thomasville, Georgia, new station is on the air. 1010 KKGZ, Brush, Colorado, this silent station has returned to the air. On 1100, an application for a new station in Sun City, Arizona, has been dismissed by the FCC. You can cross that out of your logbook. 1270, same thing. Application for a new station in Lansing, Michigan has been dismissed, so you can scratch that one out, too. On 1300 KHUG, Phoenix, Oregon, this station has been silent, but was bought by the owners of KDOV 1230. They will move KDOV's programming and KDOV's call up to 1300 and donate their 1230 facilities to the Southern Oregon State College, which will no doubt put their own station on the air on 1230. On 1400 KHTX, Truckee, California, this station is silent. 1410 KBNP, Park Rose, Oregon, was silent with the call KKUL. They are now back on the air. They are also now full-time. On 1420 WAVO, Decatur, Georgia, station is silent. 1460 KZUE, El Reno, Oklahoma, this silent station is back on the air. 1520 KYND, Cypress, Texas, new station on the air. And finally on 1590 WCBG, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. This station is silent. That's all for now. We'll see you next month. I'm Jerry Starr for the National Radio Club's DX News and DX Audio Service. Once again, here's Fred.
Thanks very much, Jerry, and I'd like to remind all our members that subscribe via the returnable and also the keep the tape method to the DX Audio Service, that once in a while you might want to have someone check your mailing label and make sure that you're not about to be dropped from our mailing list here on the DX Audio Service. Subscriptions run usually about 1 year. However, you can renew it in 2 years or five-year fashion, but be sure to check and make note of the last issue that's printed right on your mailing label, so that way you don't miss a couple issues of the DX Audio Service. Well, are you ready? Sit back and enjoy. What you're about to hear is the stars of the DX Audio Service. Give a listen.
Thanks again for another super introduction, Fred. This is Market Scope. I'm Phil Wayne. Well, we had to do something to top last month's edition, so this month, we sought out the air talent of the National Radio Club and or the DX Audio Service and asked for air checks. And air checks we got. Now, this promises to be a long Market Scope, judging from the mountain of tapes that fill the Market Scope office complex here in downtown Syracuse, overlooking the free clinic and the working girls out on South Salina Street. So we better get started. Now, this first jock up sounds like he's on drugs or something. Listen.
NTR 1260, 2:27 in the morning. This is Bill Wayne here. I've got gold from 1965. Glen Berry on NDR. This is WNDR 1260, 2:34 early on a Sunday morning with Bill Wayne here. Got you some four tops on the home of the great gold, WNDR. WNDR 1260, 2:37. Good morning. This is Phil Wayne on the home of the great gold for Central New York. 42 degrees in Syracuse right now. WNDR 1260, WNDR. Here's Stevie.
Listening to Great Gold 1260, WNDR, Syracuse.
CBS News, I'm Jim Ascendio.
The House has approved a proposal to limit presidential war-waging powers, but the margin by which the resolution was adopted indicates that President Nixon's near-certain veto will be sustained. Phase 4, that story coming up.
When you see news, we see that you get money. KUDL news tippers have given us stories about an infant who died in a Kansas City, Missouri fire. The story of a gunman holed up in a Kansas City, Missouri house. A double traffic fatality near Edwardsville. And the shooting death of a security officer in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. It pays to be a KUDL news tipper because KUDL News pays $13.80 for the best news tip of the week. When you see news happen, call 888-NEWS.
In the words of the president of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, here we go again, more chaos and confusion, but nothing changes. In sports, the St. Louis Golf Classic begins tomorrow with some of the current Tour's top winners on hand. They include defending champion Lee Trevino, Bruce Crampton, Gary Player, Tommy Ahren, Julius Burrows, and Billy Casper. The citywide forecast just ahead of the Greg Watson program. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of thunderstorms. Considerable cloudiness and cooler temperatures tomorrow through Friday with occasional periods of showers or thunderstorms. Lows tonight, the lower 70s. Highs tomorrow, mid-80s. Lows tomorrow night, mid-60s. It's currently 77 degrees in downtown Kansas City, 73 at KCI under mostly cloudy skies. KUDL News pays $13.80 for the best news tip of the week. When you see news happen, call 888-NEWS. This is Paul Swearingen reporting for The Rock of Kansas City.
It's 10 o'clock. Good evening to you.
Keith Green, here am I, send me. It's 20 and a half minutes past 3. Christian Radio 92 Praise is celebrating our third anniversary. And here's how we're returning the blessing. We're posting Bible verses at many businesses around central Missouri. Visit the sponsors. Remember the Bible verse that's posted there. Then here's what we'll do. Several times each day, we'll ask for a certain verse that's posted at a specific business. And if you correctly identify the verse at the sponsoring location, you'll win. Christian Radio 92 Praise will be giving away dozens of prizes during the rest of this month, and you might even win a mini vacation of your choice, almost. For contest rules, you can write to us. It's a part of our third anniversary, brought to you in part by City Photo at the corner of Broadway and Providence in Columbia, Sunshine Pet Shop in Columbia's Parkade Center, and Wilson's Total Fitness Center in the Forum Shopping Center, and of course, brought to you by your friends at Christian Radio 92 Praise. Now it's time for the Christian Working Woman program with Mary Welchel.
Music from the heart. 92 Praise. 92 Praise
With one look in your eyes, Christy McIntyre and New Wine at 11 and a half minutes away from 4 at Christian Radio 92 Praise.
News, Washington.
Mid-Missouri weather for this afternoon, cloudy skies, the highs around 35. For tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, and the possibility of some light snow or flurries, slight chance for that. Tonight's lows around 20 degrees, and tomorrow's highs around 32. At last check, Hannibal with 29, 36 in Jefferson City, 32 in Columbia, all under cloudy skies. It's presently 30 degrees at Christian Radio 92 Praise. News and weather has been brought to you this hour by Cornerstone DX in Centralia and the fine folks at Baloo's Restaurant, where you'll always find the best in home-cooked meals from the heart of Centralia. 4 o'clock at Christian Radio 92 Praise, KMFC, Centralia, Columbia, Jefferson City. With translator stations K276DI 103.1 Columbia, K265CT 100.9 Jefferson City, and K296DQ 107.1 in Hannibal.
Yes, I've got to tell somebody. Gospel Music Workshop, choir recorded in Detroit. You know we enjoyed that. Glad you're with us. 14 minutes past 10 o'clock, 21 degrees on the outside, climbing temperatures. That sounds good on a Sunday morning, and we'll be back after this. That's right. Good to have you listening on the Sunday morning. Joe Sorensen and Mike Side. Here we are at KYCR. That's where we are at 1570, where things look heavenly. And I will turn to some good contemporary gospel music. Kingdom, the song is Not Alone. Kingdom, song Not Alone from their album Amazing. Having fun at 1021 just for you, my friend. 1021 and 21 degrees outside. Like those combinations. Good to have your company on a Sunday morning with the good news of gospel music just for you. And we'll have more music after this.
Winter is coming up soon, so stay tuned. 5:35 with Richards on your radio and Norman and his green bomb. Yeah, I know. What do you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit? Hey, 5:42 with You Know Who on You Know What with your favorite song and you know her. You're listening to WTYM, Archbold, all-time radio, Northwestern Ohio. And it's 7:20 in the morning with Richards on the radio on WTYM, and let's take our first call here in the morning.
What time is it?
It is 7:20, sir.
Thank you.
All right, let's go over to line two this morning real quick here.
What time is it?
It is 7:20, sir.
Thank you.
All right, when you need to know what time it is, just call us on 445-3531, all-time radio, WTYM. Let's take another call real quick here.
What time is it?
It is 7:20, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, and let's go over to line number three this morning here.
What time is it?
It is 7:21.
Thank you.
All right, no problem there. Let's take another call here real quick here before we break for a commercial announcement here.
Could you tell me, please, what time it is?
It is 7:21.
Oh, thank you.
All right, no problem. And when you need to know, just call us on the timeline, 445-3531 here.
What time is it?
It is 7:21.
Thank you.
Ah, no problem there.
Good night.
Happy holidays, WHFD.
Could you tell me what time Richards on the radio is on?
Is it Brad?
Oh, yes, it is. You Limburger lover.
I'm not a Limburger lover.
I want a Limburger lover.
WHFD, pilot of the airwaves. Only at Bank Ohio.
Member FDIC.
Only at Bank Ohio.
Gosh, I'm sorry to hear that. Hey, Al?
Yeah?
Thanks for calling.
As you probably have heard, however, a number of fascist pig station managers are refusing to play the last half of the show.
Jerry Reed in Just Give Me Back My Blues. Senior citizens who have problems in obtaining services such as legal advice, home repairs, or personal care may receive assistance by calling the Valley Area Agency on Aging. Call this toll-free number, 1-800-572-5530. Here's Ray Stevens from the 5,000-watt voice of Lapeer County, THM Radio.
Look at me.
Substantial interest penalties required for early withdrawals from certificate accounts.
WTHM.
York County Radio Station, 15THM, with Glenn Campbell, Galveston, M53 at the Viaduct, Imlay City.
FRV, Fred Bobby.
When I die.
79 WEAQ, good morning to you. This is Fred Richards, and boy, I'm just sitting here waiting with bated breath for 10 o'clock to roll around. Phil Conrad comes in with a Phil Conrad broadcasting system, and I don't know whether you know this or not, but Phil has a part-time job working for the Keebler Cookie Company. They use his space as a mold for Gorilla Cookies. A very high-paying job, and believe me, Phil fits the part. Here's Wings at the Speed of Sound. Somebody's knocking at that door.
Someone knocking at the door.
Richards on your radio. Good morning to you. 728, 65 degrees outside. And we're going to go to the telephones and find out what kind of lewd jokes you have for us and see if we can possibly get the station's license pulled this time. 8:32 in the morning, 65 degrees outside. Shaping up to be a real nice day this morning. Hopefully you'll stay that way all day long. Okay, for your Monday morning coffee, we got some jungle love. Steve Miller on your music station, Kix 102.
Broadcasting from Center City, this is 3WD, WWWD, Schenectady.
Three
WWD. That's new music from Richard Marx. It's called Don't Mean Nothing. 23 minutes past 8 o'clock, Free WD. Laura Blake taking you through till midnight. Robert Palmer and Looking for Clues. That is Fleetwood Mac at 3WD. Stevie Nicks there, of course, doing the lead vocals with Gypsy. It's 7:47. Well, who's got the niftiest car service in downtown Schenectady now? By now, you should know that it's JoJo's Auto Service on the corner of Union and J, right across from the post office.
The best to you.
Live collection, Paul McCartney and Wings here at 3WD from the James Bond movie there, Live and Let Die. 8:37 with Laura Blake keeping you company till midnight tonight. This is Herb Albert and Diamonds at 3WD. 1971, the Wadsworth Mansion at 3WD. You know, I was looking at that record and I'm like, I know I remember this, but for the life of me, I can't remember how it goes, and I didn't remember the title either, but I remember hearing that back in the summer of 71, the Wadsworth Mansion and Sweet Mary. It's 9:50 at 3WD, and as we gear up for another work week, here's a look at the hometown forecast. Clear tonight with a low 55 to 60. For tomorrow, partly sunny and warm with a high of 85. Clouding up a bit tomorrow night with lows in the 60s. Then on Tuesday, a 30% chance of rain, continued warm with a high of 85. Here in Schenectady, we have 79 degrees at 3WD.
Woo! 20 minutes after 11, 11:20 from your radio station, KBUL. Here's Eddie Rabbit and Rocky Mountain Music. Country Gold for you from Eddie Rabbit and Rocky Mountain Music on your radio station, KBUL. I'm Steve Bauer. 23 minutes now after 11. It's 11:23. At 11:30 this morning, we'll have our road report for you. Here's Margo Smith. I'm Steve Bauer, playing the kind of music that you like to hear. It's 722-2222. Had a request for this one. This is the brand new song from Crystal Gayle called You Never Miss a Real Good Thing. Country Music Game will start at noon today.
Chicago off the LP Hot Streets. I am alive again. 9 minutes after 7. Good morning, John Scott on this side. Let's take you back to 1966. Gold from John, Paul, George, and Ringo, otherwise known as the Beatles. And Dave Tripper at WEEL. Dr. Hook sharing the night together. WEEL, 21 minutes after 7 with John Scott. How's it going? Hey, I'm taking your calls this morning as to who you think's going to take that big Cardinal Redskin game this afternoon at RFK Stadium in the district. 591-WEEL is my number in the metro area. 591-WEEL, 361-1310 if you're dialing me from Prince William County. Here's Stephen Bishop, and everybody needs love from WEEL. Meatloaf and Gold from the summer. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. 11 before 8 o'clock. John Scott on your Sunday from WEEL. Reminder here, do you need to talk out a problem with somebody? Well, call the folks at the Prince William Hotline. They'd be more than happy to help you out. The number over there is 368-8155. 368-8155. Taking a look at Washington weather for today. Mostly sunny and cool. Highs from 56 to 61. Tonight, fair and cold. Lows 30 to 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler. Highs 48 to 53. Chance of rain near zero today. 10% tonight and tomorrow. Currently, Washington has 42. Manassas 35. And here in Fairfax, 41 with Pablo Cruz at WEEL.
Wednesday, and the precipitation chances, 60% tomorrow, 70% tonight, and 40% tomorrow night. WRHS. Going back to about 1 year ago today. Hey, you've got the Mark Marino Show on WRHS.
You're driving.
Don't forget the Ken Middleton Show here at 7 o'clock at WRHS. Right now, going back to September of last year for Brad the Guitar Man. Okay, this is about the last time I'll be on the air here at WRHS. And I'd just like to thank the WRHS staff, whoever they were, for giving me this opportunity. I have a lot of experience up here, but I hope other people don't have as hard a time getting up here as I did, because it's been pretty hard.
And right now, I'd like to play number one song of rock and roll, and of course, that's only my opinion. I think it's a great song. I'd like to play this one. This is under the album The Days of Future Past. Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin, from WRHS Park Forest. And after this record, I'll maintain radio silence.
That was the Baja Marimba Band, and Along Comes Mary. And Julius Rector with him. And before that, the Manhattan Transfer, Pieces of Dreams. This is WSIU Carbondale. We're going to be leaving the air for approximately 10 minutes for maintenance work. WSIU Carbondale. This is WSIU Carbondale, Illinois. We have concluded our maintenance work and we'll now resume normal programming. You're listening to Today's the Day. I'm Mark Marino here until 9 o'clock.
Hot FM 101, with all your favorite music all the time. My name is Jerry Starr, and I want to remind you the Trumbull Canoe Trails will hold their first general membership meeting this evening, 7 o'clock in the Red Cross Chapter House. That's on Mahoning Avenue in Warren. Hot FM 101, with nothing but your favorite music. Hot FM 101, all your favorites all day and all night. Jerry Starr until 6 o'clock this morning, reminding you that this coming Thursday, the Hot FM 101 Custom Sounders basketball team takes to the floor for their very first game, a benefit game against the faculty of St. Ed's Junior High School. St. Ed's is on the corner of Redondo and Ohio, north side of Youngstown, and game time this Thursday night will be 8 p.m.
At 6 a.m., Jeff Long, WHLT News.
WHOT Campbell, WHOT FM Youngstown, with music and A.C. McCullough.
It's 11 minutes before the hour.
Good morning. 11 before the hour of 7 o'clock, and our temperature is 31 degrees. In the forecast, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of some light rain. Highs to be in the mid-40s with southerly winds 8 to 16 miles an hour. Tonight, decreasing cloudy skies with lows of around 30 degrees. And tomorrow and Sunday, sunshine with the highs to be around 50 degrees. It's 31 degrees here at Lacuna Ray, and local broadcast of the morning edition is brought to you by WOJB listener members and by the Hayward Chamber of Commerce, serving the progressive businesses in the greater Hayward area, located in the Hayward Information Booth at the junctions of Highways 27 and 63 in Hayward. We'll have news at the top of the hour from NPR's Morning Edition coming up at 7 o'clock. It is 10 before the hour 7. Temperature, once again, 31 degrees.
Gospel musicians who never left the church.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Good morning. It's a minute before the hour of 7 o'clock, and local broadcast of the morning edition is brought to you by WOJB listener members and by North Wisconsin Travel, a full-service travel agency serving this area, located south of Hayward on Highway 63, providing experience and professionalism since 1974. They can be reached by calling 634-8974 in Hayward or toll-free throughout the state, dial 1-800-782-6743. Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast, with the highs to be in the mid-40s. A chance of some light rain. Winds will be out of the south at 8 to 16 miles an hour. Tonight, decreasing cloudy skies with lows of around 30 degrees. And tomorrow and for Easter Sunday, sunshine, with the highs to be around 50 degrees. Temperature is 31 degrees outside. We're going back to National Public Radio for more of the morning edition, coming to you over WLJB Reserve Wisconsin FM 89. Listener-supported radio for northwestern Wisconsin. 31 degrees. The time is 7 o'clock.
Good morning, airport security.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's John Bowker.
Hey, we got 7 minutes in front of 3 o'clock. Chicago from Chicago 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9. We can't count that high. Good morning, Porter County. It's 19 degrees on the outside of your radio station, FM 89, WVUR. This is Chicago. Call on me. Oh, yeah, you can count on me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, by the way, we have an interesting note here for you, if anything is interesting at 3 minutes in front of 3 o'clock. Every so often, believe it or not, every so often, a movie that people relate to in a special kind of way. It won Best Picture at the Atlanta, Georgia Film Festival in 73. The movie will be showing on Friday, yesterday, last night at 7 and 9:30. In case you missed it, it showed twice. It'll be showing again tonight. That's tonight. Let's see, how many hours is that going to be? 17 hours from now. Twill be showed again, and again tomorrow, 41 hours from now. And the movie is, of course, called The Paper Chase.
Hurrah!
So see it, turkeys. Oh, you talk about winners and losers. Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds Wrap, 1974 Super Solid Gold from me to you, taking us up to news time and beyond. Johnny B. in here until 6 o'clock in the morning time.
Good evening. This is David Brinkley, and this is WVUR-FM Valparaiso. And it's time for news, and here is my favorite song. Hit it, Jack.
News of the hour, on the hour, around the clock from WVUR-FM. Good morning. I'm John Bowker reporting that at this hour, the cost of sugar will soon be rising. Occasional light snow ending later today, ending later tonight. Something like that, the lows in the mid-teens. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high in the low to mid-20s. Clear and cold tomorrow night, the low around 5 to 10 degrees. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, the highs in the lower 20s. Northwesterly winds around 10 to 15 miles per hour tonight. Chance of snow less than 20% tonight. And this is Norman Greenbaum from the Spirit in the Sky album, the title track.
That's the Captain and Tennille on WHWH, where the time now is 7:30, and that's news time.
It's currently 3 degrees. That's the local edition. I'm Judy Muller, WHWH News.
Judy, I'm wondering if you have had an opportunity in the newsroom to run across any of the new spellings of some of the Chinese terms that I guess we're all going to become more familiar with.
Well, other than Deng Xiaoping,
you do
really.
That beautifully.
Thank you.
Mr. Ping, right. Are you familiar with the new system that they're going to be switching to? And by the way, don't look at me that way. This isn't a joke. It's called pinyin spelling, P-I-N-Y-I-N spelling.
Is that like pidgin spelling?
Well, it's pidgin Chinese in
okay.
a way. Easy now. No, you know how you would spell a person's name, C-H-I-E-N,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Chin.
Mm-hmm.
That is the way you would spell it right now, on the UPI, for instance.
Right.
Okay, fine. They're going to be changing that. No kidding. Instead of spelling a name like that as C-H-I-E-N, they're going to substitute for the ch, the C-H sound, with the letter Q.
Oh, that's going to help us a lot.
Oh, I know. This is wonderful. And the H-S sound, the name Xu, Chinese name Xu, A-H-S-U, will be spelled in a different way. It'll be spelled X-U. X will be H-S.
What's the purpose, sir, of this obfuscation?
Of this what? Well, I believe it is to bring a greater appreciation in this country of the Chinese heritage in general, you know, just...
And a total inability to pronounce the names.
Well, I don't know, but you might jot this down. Q will be pronounced C-H, and X will be pronounced as H-S. And that's not a familiar English sound, of course, but sort of a breathy S. Who?
Something. Do that again, John.
Shoo.
Thank you. Got
yeah.
it.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. So it's something to look forward to anyway, Judy. And not only looking forward to that, but looking forward to the temperature going up. You know, it dropped a degree this morning as the sun came up. Went from 4 degrees down to 3 degrees. Big deal.
WHWH.
And there are other talented people in the NRC that find their way onto the nation's airwaves.
I think I'm ready. Shortcuts to cash right now. Hi, what's your name?
This is Marty Rimpar in Oakland.
Marty Rimpar, Oakland. Okay, Marty, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is identify the four songs. Now listen closely as we take you on a shortcut to cash.
Oh.
Okay, now all you have to do is name those four songs and the artist. What do you say?
Okay, the first one is Head to Toe by Lisa Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, Hand to Mouth by George Michael.
Uh-oh.
The third one is...
Come on.
Oh, blast.
I
know.
He's blacking out. What
no,
is
I'm
it?
Not. What? My Arms Keep Missing You by Rick Astley.
All right.
And Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen.
You've done it! Absolutely nothing to it. You got 4 out of 4. You've become a winner this morning. We give you $100 instant cash for naming all 4 of our shortcuts. More winning soon. You tell me this. What station pays you more cash more often?
The all-new X100.
Yeah!
And another Market Scope hits the fan. I'd like to thank NRC members Paul Swearingen, John Smith, Joe Sorensen, Fred Vobey, Laura McCusker, Steve Bauer, John Scroggs, Mark Marino, Jerry Starr, John Bowker, and a very surprised Marty Rimpaugh for all their help in making this Market Scope impossible. Now, if the IRS doesn't haul me away in cuffs, I'll see you back here next month. This is Phil. Ciao.
And now it's time for a quick edition of Musings from Members, and the opinions expressed by the column are those of the individual writer, do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, publishers of the National Radio Club.
Hi, this is Rick Lewis in the Dallas, Oregon, and as I make this message, it is the 22nd of March. On the previous evening, the 21st at 8 p.m., I heard a station testing on 820. It was not, I confirmed with them, KGNW in the Seattle-Tacoma area. It's something new. I have no idea what the allocation for it is, but something you might watch for here in the West Coast.
Hi, this is Joe Sorensen from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Call letter change at 950 on the dial was KJJO, now KZOW. Just completed a trip from Las Vegas, Nevada, and at 870 KROL, and Sun Network, Talk Network, it's the first time I've heard of that. I'd like to have more information on that.
Yeah, Fred, this is Don Wilkerson of Redwood City, California, and KKJZ out of Soledad, California, which is in the Salinas, Monterey area, is testing on 700 kilohertz with, they're announcing 330 watts daytime and 500 watts nighttime. I thought you all might be interested in knowing that.
Hello, this is Paul Merrill. I'm from Vista, California, and had a occasion to visit Albuquerque area, New Mexico. It was rather kind of interesting. About 100 miles away, there is a community called Hernandez, in which there is several towns, Santa Fe, Hernandez. Interesting thing, there's only 2 radio stations there. Wanted to tell you I was impressed with the Spanish one on 970 AM, KEDC, and that was a Spanish station. They sounded better than the English one. Anyway, that's the story there. The K-Mic signal, I wasn't too impressed with. They didn't do that quite professionally a job. If I was to recommend them, I'd probably say the Spanish one has a clearer signal and much better sound.
Yes, I was calling to report a change on 950 kilohertz. The old XEGM has a new call, XEKAM, and they went over to dropped Spanish programming and now carry a financial broadcast network.
This is Steve Bauer in Wichita, Kansas, responding to the question about stations serving the market to which they are licensed to. It's my opinion that an AM station can do anything possible to make money. If they have to beam their signal and appear to serve the major market while licensed to a smaller one, that is perfectly fine. Although I feel differently about an FM. An FM should serve the city that it is licensed to.
And stations 40 to 50 miles away should not serve a major city unless they are real powerful with 50,000 watts. A 500 watt or 5,000 watt should not, because generally have to lower their power and serve their own community at night. Down here there is a 5,000 watt at 600 that serves Winston-Salem, Greensboro, and High Point, but it's got 5,000 watts at night and can do so. It's the only one on AM that states that fact. Now, it was nice to hear one of our fellow audio service members on HCJB's Happiness Is call-in show, which I listen to occasionally. It was good to hear one of our members there.
Hello, Fred. This is Pat Cassidy calling from Newcastle, Delaware. I'd like to mention three things. First of all, WAMS 1380 in Wilmington, Delaware has now resumed 24 hours of broadcasting, and they have that cool programming, which plays mainly 50s and 60s music. They do have local programming during the day, but they go to cool radio from 8 o'clock at night to 6 in the morning. WWBZ 1360 in Vineland, New Jersey has gone silent.
And we had an abbreviated edition there of our musings for members because basically we're running out of time here. If you got something to tell us, give us a call at area 419-224-3916.
And Fred, we can't let the whole tape end without my telling people that WOAI in San Antonio is the most westerly W call sign.
Okay, John. And we got less than 1 minute, and obviously we won't be able to get to the Domestic DX Digest with Bill Hale, so we'll have that on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. Just enough time for us to say that the DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated, Cambridge, Wisconsin. This program is recorded at Great Northern Broadcast Company Studios in Lima, Ohio. See you next month.